Kon-Tiki. Thor Heyerdahl had a theory that most scientists thought was ridiculous. He believed that ancient people from South America could have sailed across the Pacific Ocean to Polynesia on simple balsa wood rafts, thousands of miles over open ocean. Experts said it was impossible. Balsa wood is soft and porous. It would soak up water like a sponge. Any raft would get waterlogged and sink long before reaching Polynesia. Heyerdahl decided that arguments weren't enough. He would prove it was possible by doing it. In 1947, he went to Ecuador and cut balsa logs from the jungle, just as ancient South Americans would have. He built a raft about 45 feet long, lashing the logs together with hemp rope, using no nails, no wire, no modern materials. He added a small bamboo cabin and a sail. He called it Kon-Tiki, after a figure from Peruvian mythology. On April 28, he and five crew members pushed off from the coast of Peru. For 101 days, they drifted westward across the Pacific, carried by winds and currents. They couldn't really steer. They just went where the ocean took them. Sharks circled the raft. Flying fish landed on deck, providing food. Storms battered them. The balsa logs did absorb water, but the waterlogging happened slowly, and the wood was so buoyant that even half-soaked it kept floating. On August 7th, Kon-Tiki crashed into a reef in the Tuamotu Islands, Polynesia. They had traveled 4,300 miles on a log raft. The voyage didn't prove that ancient South Americans definitely did sail to Polynesia. That's still debated by archaeologists. But it proved they could have. It was possible. The experts who said it couldn't be done were wrong. Sometimes the only way to answer a question is to go do the thing yourself and see what happens. Science and reasoning.